Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antin, and I'm going to be speaking about changes of planets and the new moon, which has a separate podcast for the new moon in Gemini on Thursday at 16 Gemini. It was worth it, so I did a separate one. Monday the 3rd of June is when the week starts. Sunday the 9th is when it ends. And it begins with the moon entering Taurus at 1:55 a.m. A little calming down, perhaps, of the activities. But we have that shift from Mercury from Taurus to Gemini. And that is going to happen at 3:37 a.m. on Monday. So let's have a look. And it will not retrograde in Gemini this time. We have to get to a fire sign, I believe, before it does that. But another retrograde is coming, but not right away. Mercury is the ruler of the sign of Gemini. That is for sure. Mercury in the mind. This is what goes together here. This is an air element, and that is what the mental realm is, the unseen realm. But Mercury is the one that we think of because we think. And everything that we do in the mundane world, you know, like what I'm doing right now and what you're doing right now, is thanks to Mercury. Mercury ruling the hands also, and arms and lungs. Very important when you want to get things to happen and get things done and to be alive. So Mercury is a critical part of our experience here. It's the third sign. First, we have that Big Bang, that is our conception, and we have the building of the body, Taurus, and also now we look around and say, what's around me? There's a not me. And that's the beginning of the duality realization consciousness on this planet. So very strong Mercury is in Gemini, and that is hopefully a good thing. I mean, a lot of people are using Mercury in one of its more negative aspects, which is the salesman that says what they want to say, whether it's true or not kind of speech. We have a lot of that going on, and the ability to discern whether you're hearing and seeing or reading truth versus somebody's fiction or somebody's sales pitch is really, you know, Mercury can be logical, yes. Mercury can analyze, yes. But I think another air sign, I think that Uranian Aquarius energy is the one that is going to give you the zap of whether something's true or not. I don't know. It's kind of hard to discover, but whatever's being said with Mercury in Gemini, again, will be said in a strong way. And we will be thinking about these things quite a lot, I think, especially in the United States, but not only in the United States. Mercury will be in Gemini until June 17th. And that's a fast, that's a speed Mercury. And when we're looking at outer planet aspects for Mercury, we've got right away on the fourth day, which is Tuesday, the day after we have Mercury enter Gemini, the trine to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius. So this is where we may find Mercury going back over things that have been transformed or are transforming already that we know. Things like AI, you know, and what's going on with people's rights and stuff like that. As it is going to try in this retrograde Pluto, on the 4th, and then it will join Jupiter in Gemini. Now, that's going to be a big think. That's going to be major communications. And, you know, this is pretty much from the time of the trine to Pluto at 2:12 a.m., and it's overnight for us Eastern Daylight Time, which is all the times that I'm giving you. This conjunction to Jupiter is at 6:23 a.m. It might wake you up if you're sleeping, because there may be some kind of communications coming in or going on, or you're feeling it. Dream activity, very strong. It could be good news. Mercury conjunct Jupiter certainly is often thought to be the harbinger of good news, but it can also just be a lot of thinking, again, as I say, and a lot of expansion in consciousness. I will tell you that, when I have the date of June 10th as my target to do my first Substack post, by then I hopefully will understand the methods and behavior of that particular site, and I have an article already in mind for that first post that has to do with a book I'm reading now, which is very Mercury and Gemini. People will be much more interested in learning things and, you know, kind of reading or listening at least to some information. And it's about the Jupiter quality and things that we could expand into understanding literally in terms of the language that we speak. And this is Mercury in Gemini. We need to communicate with the environment close by, close to us. So this is that kind of language. When we go to Sagittarius, we may be learning about other languages, other people. And if we have a strong Mercury in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini is a good mimic, you know. And so it's helpful if you want to learn other languages to be able to not just understand what they're translating to, which is Mercurian, but to hear the sound of it and mimic the sound of the language in a certain way, yes. So at any rate, the Gemini energy, the Jupiter energy, very powerful. And then the moon in Taurus is happening, right? And the first aspect for that moon in Taurus is the square to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 5:05 a.m. on Tuesday morning, which is just before Mercury's coming in with the trine and the conjunction. Right, so we've already had in the early morning hours of Monday a resistance showing up to something that has happened, has transformed, and it can be the financial aspects. You know, do we do that electronic currency or do we not? You know, Moon in Taurus doesn't really like that idea because it's very physical. And it doesn't really like the idea that it can't hold that in its hands if it needs to. So that can be what that looks like. And now when we get up on Tuesday morning, we've gone through that day of, you know, having the coming aspect that has been building and happens in the morning, has eased off. And now we get a sextile on Tuesday morning to Saturn in Pisces, 9:46 a.m. And this is hopefully all that energy of the Mercury-Jupiter, maybe there's some good news that we also feel is stabilizing. You know, people are not on solid ground a lot right now. We have very little awareness of that sense because we look at the news every day, and if it's not politics, it's some sort of crazy weather thing, and the inflation, which is actually caused by corporations. It's not easy to know when you walk out the door if you're going to be having the same world that you had the day before, and if it's going to be okay, and if you can deal with it. Well, this aspect of the moon in Taurus coming in on Monday, it takes a long time to get there, it's 9:46 a.m. on Tuesday, is going to help us feel a little bit better about all of that. And so will the Sun in Gemini joining Venus on Tuesday at 11:32 a.m., something. Again, this is maybe a financial, because Venus does rule money, but it's also relationship energy coming in that may feel very good. And if you're dealing with authority somewhere, which is the Sun, you will have the charm necessary to get what you want, hopefully. Moon in Taurus is going towards the conjunction to Uranus at 7:04 p.m. We won't necessarily feel that right away. It will be coming in later, right? So we'll be feeling the stability until we get to that surprise. Surprise happens at 7:04 p.m. Or this can be also an enlightened awareness, which would be a nice way to have that happen. And a surprise isn't always bad. Could be good. But it could also be a geophysical event. And we'll be hearing about that with the moon in Taurus that would like things again to stay the same. You know, the mountain doesn't want to move. So after that, we have moon in Taurus going into a sextil to Neptune in Pisces until Wednesday at 4:09 a.m. when that's complete. So that energy after the conjunction to Uranus does soften up. So it isn't too bad, whatever it is. Just be aware if you're out and about that people are doing surprising things. Okay? And you can be avoiding them, hopefully. But now again, soft and gentle, and a great time to have a candlelight dinner with music. And it's also the Venus star point, ba-boom, 14 degrees, 29 minutes of Gemini this time. And there's a whole bunch of stuff, again, as I said, that people are talking about in terms of the Venus star point, which is a method of looking at how Venus manifests. And, you know, you've got that because of the conjunction to the Sun here that happened that morning, 11:32 a.m. And you can see other astrologers will have charts for that moment and, you know, do readings based on that. And Venus is relationship, and it is love, and it is also, as I said, money and values. So this is kind of a moment of seeding how we're going to be with those things for a while, quite a while. So that's why it's significant as far as I understand it. And then on Wednesday, the moon enters Gemini. You know, they're talking about the big configuration in this Venus star point of the lineup of planets and the number of them that are in Gemini. But well, when you get to Wednesday and to the new moon on Thursday at 8:38 a.m., you've now got the moon there too. So the addition of the moon in Gemini comes again on Wednesday at 4:36 a.m. Trines retrograde Pluto, 7:46 a.m., so you may have had thoughts and dreams. Maybe you're going back in the morning and trying to look at things that you have to take care of, maybe you didn't take care of. And then you have moon conjunction Jupiter until 8:49 a.m. You feel good about it. Again, the activity is very big on communications, whether you're online or in your home and somebody else happens to be there, and you talk to each other instead of text from the other room. Now we're going to the Moon conjunction Mercury in Gemini until 12:46 p.m. Now here's where my feelings and my thoughts become one, which is unusual, you know, or you become very emotionally attached to what you are saying or feeling or hearing. So that is something that happens. You may come across, though, something you've been looking for in terms of information. Again, 12:46 p.m. is that conjunction, and that now will take us to the new moon at 8:38 a.m. Thursday. As I said, we have a separate podcast for that, and that gets into the aspects, one of which we will talk about in a minute. But this is the time you set your intentions for the next lunar cycle, right? So this is going to be until your full moon in 2 weeks, and then back to another new moon. So you get to think about all those Gemini things and how you would like to see things happen. Do you want some more communication with people? Maybe you're cousins and relatives, maybe your neighbors, people that are working alongside you. This is third house, my environment and my family that doesn't live in my house, extended somewhat family. And so you may have intentions toward that or towards taking a class or, you know, learning something, however you choose to learn it. Or maybe you have an intention to start writing something. So this is a time to look at that. What is it that you like to see happening in relationships, also with your siblings and, as I said, other neighbors and such? And after this, shortly after this, the moon joins Venus, 9:36 a.m., so that Venus is on 16, the same degree as the Gemini moon, new moon. So this is where the moon takes off and makes the exact conjunction. So you feel good. You feel happy. Again, maybe words of love are happening for you, or you're seeing something beautiful. And you know, this is a nice way to start Thursday. But we're going to dip a bit. Something comes into our awareness and something into our mind when the moon squares Saturn in Pisces, and that's 1:19 p.m. exact. So it is usually a frustration for the moon in Gemini. The moon in Gemini is like a butterfly or a bird, you know. It likes to be stimulated and interested, and Saturn is, you know, kind of the naysayer when it's in Pisces. It's really kind of feeling uncertain, and so it's skeptical and this and that. So whatever you're trying to get across, whatever opinion you're trying to give, I wouldn't record a podcast with the moon in Gemini square Saturn in Pisces, because there's going to be people who can't hear it. Whatever it is you're saying, they can't hear. And that is frustrating for a moon in Gemini. Always, if you have one for birth, it's very frustrating. People don't hear you. Plus, it can also cause the aspect of doubt for the moon in Gemini. And when the moon in Gemini doesn't know, it starts asking people all over the place. It's looking for information. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think I should do? What do you think I should say? What do you think? And that has a Bach flower remedy. Yes, it does. And it's the Gemini remedy, which is Serato. Connect again to your higher mind. And so, as I say this, I'm getting ready to cough here. Something again. With the pollen in our area, but I'm getting through it. This is because I was going to tell you about the class that I am going to be giving on Zoom that will get you tuned into the Bach flowers and their application astrologically, which is something that I do tell people frequently in the Astrolessons Facebook. And who knows what I'll do on Substack yet. But I will be doing some discussions of these types of things to help people, because that's a very easy way to help others, is Bach flower recommendations. But there's more to it than just the one-to-one. There's a lot of other interesting information about working with Bach flowers that way. So you probably can see something about that in the blog post, I would imagine. And if you're interested, you can hop in. It also includes a 30-minute consultation with me, either with your birth chart, or you already figured yours out during the class and you want us to look at someone important to you. So that is, again, till 1:19 p.m. on Thursday, and then the moon goes on to a very active and interested sextile to Mars in Aries. So that doldrum is over, and you're moving, and you may be literally moving and have reasons to be out there, especially again in that short journey space. The moon sextile Mars in Aries is until 6:22 a.m. exact, Friday the 7th. And it could be a foggy morning after that. It could be rain. It could be delusional information. It could be your own worries and fears. But it is a moon square Neptune in Pisces, and that is exact at 8:16 a.m., so yay, it's over for the day. It's not a long one this time. Some of those are just, you know, a whole day of waiting for what it's going to be, but not Friday. Friday the 7th of June, it's over. 8:41 a.m., moon enters Cancer. And we only have one little problem, which is that Venus in Gemini is going square Saturn at 4:24 a.m. on Saturday. But the Cancer moon is going to trine Saturn in Pisces until 7:08 p.m. on Saturday. So it takes a long time for us to really feel that bolstering and helpful trine coming in. It's a good day to have some sort of food experience with others, because, you know, Moon in Cancer is there getting some nice, solid backup from Saturn in Pisces. And it could be a beach day also for some of you. But the Venus square Saturn at 4:25 a.m., which you fortunately, we don't feel all day on Friday. Just closer as it comes in, we get more of the feeling of it. Is a very frustrating thing on the feelings and the feelings of self-worth. It's a blocking of, you know, the desire to say something nice and loving or to hear something nice and loving. Saturn is not there for it. And so when Venus is a negative aspect to Saturn, a lot of astrologers like to say that this is like, and it's, by the way, it's not Shakespeare who said it, but it's the idea of hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned. Well, we are seeing a lot of that out there now, and some of the fury of women who've had problems is really making waves and causing stuff to happen. So this may be a time when we see more of that, and we see perhaps people being upset by communications from a woman, which is also actually, there's something on the horizon, if it takes this long to get out there, I don't know, but I don't want to get into it. But there's a non-disclosure agreement that has finalized. It's over now. And there's a woman coming forward to speak about a certain television program and what it was really doing. And that, if people hear, but, you know, it's very iffy unless somebody actually brings a lawsuit that people would hear who aren't inclined to hear information like that. But that's another one coming soon to a neighborhood near you in the United States. And who knows, maybe it's somewhere else in the world that this is happening also. But the moon, again, is going trine Saturn. And so the moon will feel stabilized during Saturday. We have Mars shifting to Taurus, actually at 12:35 a.m. on Sunday in the Eastern time zone, but at 9:35 p.m. on Saturday out west in the Pacific time zone. Now, Mars in Taurus, okay, there's a very important thing happening. I will tell you first, though, that we will have Mars in Taurus until the 20th of July. So not like the fast skip through of Mercury. It takes longer for Mars to go through the sign. And we have the fire energy has now gone into fixed Earth. It doesn't mean that it's not there, but it's kind of like what they usually say about Taurus. You know, if you don't really provoke a Taurus for some reason, they'll be pretty steady. They'll be pretty calm. You know, they like to take it easy, or they can be very active people. Literally, Taurus people, it's like a body in motion tends to stay at motion, but a body at rest tends to stay at rest, and that is Taurian, and that will be very visible when Mars is in Taurus, because Mars is activity. So there'll be some really big pushing of activity on the one hand, and a very stubborn desire for something to happen, you know, because, you know, fixed Earth. And so we are going to have, if we have a problem and it escalates to, you know, anger levels, and, you know, Mars gets negative here, it's pretty much of a pounding anger. It's like a physical feeling. And, you know, people may be more inclined to use physicality also to express anger. This isn't a good thing to see, but it is a thing. And where we will have the Mars transit in our birth chart is a place where we may get angry at something or some things, and where we may experience the anger of Mars as well. So if you don't know and you need a reading, you can get in touch with me. I do those. This is a Mars that in Taurus will first square Pluto at 6/11, June 11th. So there are certain things coming up in the U.S., and there was some kind of a hope for a ceasefire and agreement and other places. Well, hopefully this isn't a deal breaker. And it's coming, Mars going up against Pluto is never usually victorious. Pluto, if that's a strong, direct power, you know, that would be a little bit more than Mars could overcome. However, at this point, we have a retrograde Pluto in Aquarius, which is, you know, not its natural element, which is Scorpio and water. So Mars may have more power, even though it is in Taurus. It'll have more persistence, perhaps, also, as that it's what Taurus is about. There is a sextile that we'll get from Mars in Taurus to Saturn in Pisces, and that will be helpful, definitely. And that's the day after our holiday in the United States. This will be the fifth day of July. And so hopefully we won't have too much negative activity going on. Oh, we never know now. But the thing that we're all looking at and waiting for with a little bit of concern, because Mars was in a negative aspect to Uranus on the 6th of January of 2001, and also near the inauguration in 2001. So what's happening now is the conjunction of Mars to Uranus and Taurus, and that is on the 15th day of July. It'll be felt a few days before, a few days after. So we're looking at that period of time very carefully. And when we get to speak about that, which I believe will be next week, we'll be looking at the other energies that are surrounding that, to see what we might be able to do to take some of this intense volatility and get it lowered. So it's in the morning in the Eastern time zone on the 15th. I'll tell you exactly since I'm mentioning it. Where are you? Oh. No, I'm not talking about it next week. It's a JU month, but it's not. It's the wrong JU. The July month, I will be talking about it on the week beginning Monday, the 15th of July. And that is 10:05 a.m. on Monday. And there's other things. There's things happening politically in this country that are in that month. And something happening very close to the Mars square. Pluto also, that is happening on next week, on that Tuesday morning. All right, so now the last thing that they will see in the outer planet land with Mars and Taurus is the sextile to Neptune. And that is, on the 20th day. So things calm down. Things are more positive with the energy, maybe very creative, in fact, on the 20th day of July. All right, let me see what else is going on this week, because that's a really potent. And of course, Mars is getting other aspects. It's not just the outer aspects, but those are the ones we look at for the long term energy that they carry. Moon in Cancer has been, since 7:08 p.m. on Saturday, moving towards a sextile to Uranus and Taurus at 5:26 a.m. on Sunday the 9th. And so that has been a hopeful, helpful time where in a perfectly mundane way, you may have been experimenting with something new to eat or buying a product for kitchen use, an electronic, or thinking about how to change financial allocations that will be helpful for home, and possibly even thinking about a new home under the moon in Cancer sextile Uranus and Taurus. And again, 5:26 a.m. Sunday, that completes. And we have a bit of a letdown energy with the Sun in Gemini square, Saturn in Pisces. That comes in at 6:36 a.m. on Sunday morning. So you may wake up with some kind of a feeling of dread, even. It could be, or a dream that was giving you some negative energy. But the moon in Cancer is going trine Neptune in Pisces until 3:05 p.m. It's an easy flow. It's a spiritual flow. It's a creative flow. It's a psychic flow. It's a gentle flow. So you should have a fairly decent Sunday until 3:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Moon enters Leo at 3:29 p.m. on that Sunday, the 9th, and this brings back the Mars energy with Pluto, because first square from the Moon in Leo is to Mars in Taurus at 4:24 p.m., and then in opposition to Pluto in Aquarius at 6:50 p.m. So it's a struggle. You know, the Moon is very different in Leo than Mars in Taurus. You know, it's more extravagant. It wants to be noticed and affectionate, and it's not on the same wavelength as the Mars energy, so there can be issues that come up. It's not a great time to discuss money or values, and it's not a good time to, you know, go at somebody who has had a very passionate and obsessive thinking pattern about the future, when the Moon is opposing Pluto in Aquarius, 6:50 p.m. Again, there will be no ability to reach a positive and lasting agreement with those two aspects. And it may be coming back to something that happened when Mars was, you know, in its readiness to square Pluto, which it, you know, will be. And so we have a wonderful next aspect for the Moon. It is a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini until 10:09 p.m., so things lighten up. You want to have conversations. You want to have fun. You want to expand. You want entertainment. And that's going to be followed by the Moon's sextile to Mercury in Gemini at 10:35 p.m. on Monday. So that's a nice long period of time for that lovely sextile. And the Moon is going to square that Pluto on Tuesday, the 11th, at 9:21 a.m. So there's a little foreshadowing here that's going to bring back the discrepancy between Taurus and Aquarius, and the conservative versus the more radical energies that are out there. Well, as I said, next week we will see that Mars square Pluto, and we'll be able to talk about that square next week, not the conjunction to Uranus. But let's see. Does anything else change? Or do we have a week after the new moon to assimilate? Sometimes we get that, and it's really a good thing, because we're starting to look, the week after the new moon, we're looking at what we are wanting to put into motion. And so we are not having to deal with too much, just a couple of aspects. And right at the end of the week, on Father's Day, we'll have the forecast for that. The moon enters Cancer, but not until late evening on Sunday. So there we have it. And it's going to be a time that we have to be aware of. And the shift of Mars will be experienced, I'm sure. And at least it's a less Aries energy going on, which is very hot and very busy, and people have been talking about overwhelm. A lot of Gemini with a lot of Aries, the heat, you know, and the fire and air is like feeding each other, so it makes things sort of whirl, and we've had tornadoes and things like that. And hopefully the Mars energy going into Taurus will calm some of that down. We can hope for that. And I hope you have a good week and a good Gemini new moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.